The following sermon was delivered by Rabbi Joshua Davidson on Friday, October 10th, 2014.
Dear friends, how blessed we are to celebrate beneath and around this extraordinary Sukkah, co-sponsored as it is each year by our Women's Auxiliary. No sooner had Yom Kippur ended than our hardworking staff began laying the carpet and assembling the frame. And that is, of course, the tradition. On returning home from services at the end of Yom Kippur, one begins to build the sukkah, hammering in the very first nail. Perhaps you know the story of the old man who sought to do just this. He lived alone in an apartment in the Bronx and wanted very much to construct the booth according to the Torah's command. But living in a fourth floor walk-up with no balcony, there was only one place where he could build his sukkah, on the roof. So each of the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, he lugs the supplies up all those flights of stairs. First, the planking for the frame, then the schach, the greens for the sukkah's walls and canopy, and then the gourds with which to decorate it. Each day he carries these items past the landlord's own apartment door, fearful that the landlord will see. Well, he does see, and he doesn't know what's going on, and he gets quite upset. First at the banging of the 2x4s on the stairs, and then at all the greens that are scattered in the hallway. And he threatens the old man. You clean up this mess, or I'll sue. I'll have you thrown out on the street, and your booth too. Then, the day before Sukkot, the old man loses hold of the gourds as he's climbing the stairs, and they tumble down the flights, crashing into the landlord's door. At this point, the landlord has had enough, and he drags the old man to court. The judge first hears the landlord's angry complaint that the sukkah is creating a mess and a hazard. Then the old man tries to defend himself, explaining that he's simply observing his fall harvest festival, and that he's built the sukkah as a way of expressing thanks to God for earth's abundance and the blessings of his own life. The judge listens sensitively to the old man, but appears not to be swayed. I'm afraid I must agree with your landlord, he rules. The sukkah is not only a disturbance, but it is a hazard, and you will have to take it down. And I'll give you 8 days. Sukkot, as the old man understood, is our festival of thanksgiving. Beneath the sukkah, surrounded by symbols of earth's bounty, we give thanks for the beauty of creation and the harvest of our own lives, the blessings we so often fail to recognize, let alone acknowledge. In many ways, we are all like young children, so accustomed to receiving that we take what we've been given for granted. Children may be happy to have what they want, and they can be taught to say thank you. But gratitude is more than a reflex. True gratitude requires that we see ourselves as beneficiaries of our relationships, and most of us would rather not think of ourselves as dependent upon other people. And being truly grateful requires understanding just how rich most of us really are. By enjoining us to include in our celebration of Sukkot the stranger, the orphan, and the widow, the Torah compels us to recognize that there are those around us with far, far less. We give thanks for what we have, be it great or little, by sharing it with the vulnerable, the homeless, the hungry. At Emmanuel, we are adding meaning to our own observance by collecting fresh apples, oranges, carrots, peppers, onions, and potatoes, as well as dried fruits and nuts for distribution by organizations including the Darot Homelessness Prevention Program. Donations may be left in either of our lobbies through Sunday. Of course, one of the most important rules about building a sukkah is that through its roof, one must be able to see the sky. And if you go up to our sukkah on the third floor patio, you can indeed see the sky. The story is told of Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav, who from his window facing the marketplace saw one of his followers, a man named Haeckel, hurrying down the street. He called to him and invited him up. "Haeckel," he asked, "have you seen the sky this morning?" "No, Rebbe," Haeckel answered. "And the street, Haeckel, have you seen the street this morning?" "Yes, Rebbe." "And now, looking out the window, do you see it still?" "Yes, Rebbe, I see it." "Well, tell me what you see." "I see people, horses, carts, merchants waving, excited men and women coming and going. That's what I see." "Haeckel, Haeckel," said Rabbi Nachman, shaking his head, "in 50 years, in 2 times 50 years, there will be on this very spot a street like this one and another market similar to this one. Other carriages will bring other merchants to buy and sell. But I shall no longer be here, and neither shall you. So I ask you, Haeckel, what's the good of running if you don't even have time to look at the sky?" We are all like Haeckel. Our days and weeks are often long and exhausting. We hurry from one appointment to the next. We will be grateful for vacations, time off, we tell ourselves. Until then, we will grit our teeth and bear it. But while we are looking to the future, dreaming of better days ahead, there are treasures close to home we don't even notice. On Sukkot, we do. Sukkot is our time to look at the sky, to take the opportunity to be thankful for life's blessings, home, love, friendship, learning, community, the enduring values of our faith. Because life is fragile, the sukkah reminds us a strong wind can knock it over. Who shall live and who shall die? Who shall see ripe age and who shall not? Our liturgy tells us we can't predict these. Life's vicissitudes we cannot anticipate. The winds of uncertainty do at times blow hard against us. That is simply the nature of our lives. Kohelet, whose words we read tomorrow morning, understood this. "For everything there is a season," he wrote, "and a time for every experience under the heavens, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to seek and a time to lose." But within the sukkah's fragile frame, within the fragile structure of our own lives, hang treasures, joys to be plucked and savored. Sukkot reminds us not to miss them. As we surround ourselves then with the fruits of the fall harvest and earth's abundance, may we acknowledge the blessings of creation and of our own lives, and give thanks to God, the one from whom all blessings flow.